Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Light the World Christian Tabernacle International Noonday Bible Study. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Awesome day to be alive, awesome day to be in the house of God one more time, giving praise, honor, and glory, and to learn about Him so we can know about us. Hallelujah. The more we know about Him, the more we will see ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When we see ourselves, we can then become more like Him. Hallelujah. So we give Him praise, we give Him honor, we give Him glory, we bless His name. We magnify Him because truly we serve an awesome God. He is good. Amen. And His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. I thank God for His mercy that endures forever. Don't give out on me. Hallelujah. That car insurance might run out on you. You don't pay that bill. But His mercy will never run out. Hallelujah. So we give Him praise, give Him glory, the truth is good. And on behalf of our co-founder, Archbishop D.W. Smith, and our senior pastor, Pastor H. Bar Hartman, and Lord Jesus, we greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. We're here today, hopefully, to finish up Romans, the book of Romans. We're 6 years after. Hallelujah. Paul is to have a job on his hand getting through to these Roman folks, just like our pastor have a job with us. Hallelujah today, getting us together on one accord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so before we get into that, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we'll have a little singing song, and then we'll go further. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that as you speak to them,
Thank you, Lord. They will speak to us. And
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord. You speak to us on a personal level as well.
Thank
so,
you.
God, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave. Folks in the church are trying to deceive you, and say, shun them, don't be around them.
don't get polluted. Because those who are weak, those who are weak in the faith, those who are novice might be persuaded by their good talking. They got, like my mama said, they got a silver tongue. They can say good, but ain't nothing to it. So he began to warn them about that. And so now we come to the last three verses of this chapter, this book. Okay, so let's go to 22 to 21. You left all right? Let's go 20, 21, 24. So, you might want to do that 20 to 24.
And God, the first thing, the grace of our Lord, He was to take Him from the dead and this was possible. I
Thank you.
He's the one who wrote this. Sometimes you always think that Luke, Luke wrote all this stuff. You think that Luke wrote all of his writings, but now Epistle was written by this guy right here. So a lot of times we think that we look at Acts. So a lot of times we, but Paul, some scholars saying that he has the problem with Titus. So a lot of times he had people to do his writing when he wrote letters to different churches. Self-write. Sometimes he even said that. But I myself have self-write. But he always gives credit to whoever's writing those four things. But he could have just not have included that. You know, So but he is humble enough to let him say, you know, you're the one like this. So this individual send greetings as well. The other people with Timothy and all those people who are with Paul, they also send their greetings as well. So letting them know that I'm not just by myself sending this greeting to you guys, but saying we're not alone in this fight. So everybody here is with you. They also send their greetings.
Don't worry about that. I like that because sometimes you don't going to do stuff, and he feels distant and alone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also good for those that are, like, quote, your fellows, or fellows of yours, I'm not saying, you know, different themselves enough to have discernment to say, hold on, you know, sometimes I can just call or you call them and they answer the phone and say, hello, you know, whatever, but if they're hello, this is the thing to do this, and if you're a close enough safe partner to say, okay, what's the matter,
what's going on,
and they didn't say anything but one word, so he was just letting them know, yeah, you may be going through stuff, but these are people, you know, great people in the faith that I trust, and also just want to listen to that. I know these, you know, and these are people, too, so they come to your aid if there is some anything that you,
So Paul is also giving them hope.
Yeah,
that's good. He's giving them hope that the grace of God and a lot of circumstances you can get in, but he'll feel okay if he just gets in there. You know, even the landlord, even the utility company gives you a grace period.
Yeah.
And so when you know you have a grace period, you can kind of, you don't have to stress so much because you got an extended 10 days or 3 days or whatever. So, yeah, so you got a grace period. So when he's telling them that the grace of God be with you, so now when things get tight on you, you can just have a sigh of relief because you got this.
And I think, too, I'm here. It helped me out of some, not because I was great in what I was doing for words and more than whatever, but last winter, January, and my stuff went out a long time. But because where it had to go, to get up to Utah, all of that snow, and ice, and that came to me, feet, and none of that mail stuff was running, everything was closed and shut down.
Yeah.
By the time they got it, it had gone past the grace period for me sitting there. And I kept looking and going the next time around because they got it past that. Not only did they have a double payment, but they had to see. Let me get on here and talk with them.
Yeah.
And so when they did see that it was postmarked,
what they've done, they pulled a lot of the workers out of the area that
able to get through and the process of what some of the people are not necessarily knowledgeable, you know, and working with these places.
Yes, there you go. It's going to be.
The reason why I'm there, of course, is because before Valentine's, I sent my granddaughter for Valentine's card that was just card that you do that with. Sending them a mail before Valentine's. She would have got it on Valentine's. She had not got it yet.
But it's good to know that God says,
amen. You ain't never back.
Oh my God.
It
may not come when you want it. Come on, man. It's always on time. It may not come when you want it, but grace is something that you can. So Paul is just trying to build their hope up that grace of God be with you. So no matter what you're dealing with now, you know you got grace. You know you can fight on another day.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be just fine. Because grace gonna cover you. So every chance to get, tell them about grace. So he said it in verse 20, then he said it again in verse 24. But he's reiterating that. Wanna make sure you know that this status, I'm extolling this on you. That the grace of God be with you. I want you to know that my request for God is that His grace be upon you and be with you. Because when you know you have what's your card over there, but you got a strong card on you. Take time to not worry about what the other people are doing. But you know you got a strong. Right? Not the one that was right on. But you got a strong card. You know you got an ace in the hole, right? And so that's what the grace of God is. That ace in the hole, no matter what happens, all you got to do is pull that out. Yeah. And you'll be on top.
And also, Now, one thing about the grace, not take advantage of the grace, because the grace can run out in certain ways. I mean, it picks you up together the next day, but see of the grace for certain things, God keeps coming at you with something, the grace will run out again. Doing the same thing, they have this the next day, but then still that still good for everybody saying for that time,
I know that's
23 to what?
25.
Oh, easy intellect. That's what I did when I was talking to her. What? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was 24.
Yeah.
And then I said, and amen. So we
can
it stops my stuff and pointing to the brother. And then it goes to 25. But I'm just trying to keep up, and I need to come. I'm just like,
but now we've got 25. Okay, I guess.
You know, almost kind of know she's talking about the 25. You know, we got the 22. You know, we said it was named by the man. We love you, Jesus. And we have to say, thank you, man.
To him that is of power to establish your you according. So now unto him who's able to build you up, who is able to stabilize you, who's able to secure you, unto him who's able to do this thing, is God Almighty. And according to the word that I preach, and the preaching of Jesus Christ is the same. According to the revelation of the mystery, this is kept secret since the world began. Because the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. For man's sins, provision was made. Y'all got that? Before Adam was created, the Lamb was already slain. So this is all about Jesus. This Bible ain't about Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, or Moses. It's about Jesus Christ. That's how he came into the 42 generation. For the salvation of man, because before it began, he was already slain. So now he had to do it in the natural. So now for it to become in the natural man has to exist. He came through in the pastor's teaching on Abraham and how Abraham was not perfect, but he was the promise. He was chosen by God. And it wasn't because of Abraham's faith. It was for Jesus' sake. Everything he did for Abraham was not for Abraham. It was because of Jesus. Because of him who was promised. And so Abraham amazed me in that he was more concerned about obeying God when it came to the promise as opposed to obeying the truth. Because he lied several times to some kings when it came to his life. Check it out now. When it came to his life, he lied. When it came to Isaac, he didn't doubt, he didn't change, he didn't ask for a question, he just went and did. Even when it looked like it was Isaac's life at stake, he had no doubt about it. But when he thought his life was at stake, he had some doubt. Y'all see that? He had some doubt about his own life, and so he lied. Call a white lie.
Yeah, I don't want
her to talk to this. She was his African, because that's what it is. But she wasn't white. But his fear of being killed, because he was married to her, and he knew in those days, it was true, that those kings, when they see a beautiful woman, they go there. That was true. But he feared for his life, but never feared for Isaac.
But, you know, I feel
Jesus. thank you, God.
God knows everything.
Yes.
But from the beginning, because of what man did, and who God knew that man was going to do it, then it ends up being, in a way, the faith God speaks of, he got to make it his own. You know, because even when you look at the fact, think about Jesus died on the cross. Tell people we want to think that somebody's guilty. But the Bible says that he laid down his life. So people think when God made us, wanted everything to be great. Everything was great, wasn't it? But he already knew man was going to sin. He could not have known that he was going to sin, which caused us to be in this place where we are right now. So in order for things to happen, then things have to happen. And if something happens to me, if something happens to me, or I do something contrary, it is hard now because I'm born again now. It's going to work out for my good. You know, that's why somebody probably may say it was God's will.
There is a permissive will, and there is a perfect will.
Yeah, there is.
He allowed, because he gives us free will.
Yeah.
And because he knows what's in us, he knows what we're going to do. Because Abraham did what he did, because that's what it is.
I don't know what it says, but it's saying because he's telling the truth. He wasn't.
See, the thing was, that's what they call a white lie.
Yeah.
The thing was that Abraham, no, he lied. He lied.
The woman was.
But he did lie. And he did it because fear of his life.
He conspired with somebody, and then when God came after Abimelech.
And they say, how you going to hold us against me? When this man came here and lied to me, how you going to punish not all his, all the women in this kingdom was barren because of Abraham lied. That's damn crazy, man. But Abraham's lie, all the women in the camp was barren. Shut their womb up.
So I think, like, and then he didn't have to give a dinner that was ready for the baby. So all of
that's
that,
that's
what
I'm talking about
that
grace.
Oh, yeah,
because all of that,
because built
in ahead of time, God
had mercy
on.
So Abraham's repentance was the offering that he did after.
That's what I'm trying to get to.
That's your question. His repentance was the offering he had to do after God went and
that's what I'm talking about. When you talk about this, it's great. Because that's that fear that I put on women, right?
But when he made the sacrifice, the men were open up.
So then now when you make the sacrifice, now, God is not limited on no grace, but the thing is that he don't feel good.
What are the consequences?
Consequences on the time. So you'll get what you need, but you got to go through a
conference. Just like, you know, don't be... Those people who jump off the Golden Gate Bridge trying to commit suicide, all of them died. But when they got up, they wish they had died. Some of them. There are consequences, right? There are consequences. So whatever we do, if even if God's grace, but the flesh don't get punished.
Yeah. God's
grace. Grace don't get you, it don't spare your life, your soul,
yeah.
But your body is going to be punished. So it's good to know that the grace of God covers it. And so he's saying that, so no matter what we do, we got to make sure that we do it in the will of God. And he does say he gives us grace for his name's sake. Thank you that you that we know God that good. Oh, whatever thing. Because when Jesus came, he said, none good but the Father. So don't think you good. It's just the grace of God. We ought to appreciate and cherish the grace of God on a regular basis. Because when we get home off of driving these streets, it was the grace that got you home. Somebody did not make it home today. You understand? When you wake up in the morning,
in your
lifetime, no fool looking at you in the mirror can identify that who that you were. You know that's the grace of God. Because the closest I believe you can get to heaven is you. That's me. Mm-hmm. When he wakes you up in the morning, know it was grace.
The thing that gets me when I look at this is the voice. They be on the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That,
thank you.
Thank you, but that got this call, and his mother comes to get him and gets him up, pick him up, put him in his little chair.
The other guy, the older one, doctor, he's in college. He's driving cars. Special made cars. He said, I'm on my way to college. I'm on my college track.
Yeah.
Man, that thing just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Look at it. You got kids who got everything going for them. And they got kids who got skills. They're on the enemy. Create a receipt from Home Depot. Think about this.
Yeah.
Create a receipt from Home Depot where they give it to somebody to go to Home Depot and say they're gonna return this item.
That's what
that they stole, and get the cash for it. Home people couldn't figure it out until a lot of this started to happen. Finally caught it. But to have that kind of skill, what can you do for the world, for medicine, for... What can you do for society to make things better? Hold the game.
I think about my brother. In no comparison to the
I'm
Good. understanding of what God is doing. Love letter to us. Final promise. Final promise is going to happen. So start reading up, on it. So let's get our offering together, Andy. While we're doing this,
yes.